Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we went to break, Steve, you were telling us a story about when your dad heard you recite Rudy Ray Moore on your brand new Christmas tape recorder.
My mama waited to come home on Christmas. Look at what your boy's doing.
Yeah.
So she pressed on. Way down in the jungle deep, that blankety blank didn't ever sleep. Walking through trees and swinging in the sand, that black
he can't say none of it.
So my daddy listened to it.
He smiled.
He said, "Boy, that's you." Yes, sir.
He thought you were in trouble.
He said, "Where your coat at? Go get your coat. Come on."
You gotta go outside and get a whoop on.
A cold ass whoop.
Put some miles on the car for this.
I ain't never done that. I'm used to going in the basement. What is the coat?
Right.
He puts me in the car. He get the machine. We back out. We drive right up to Earl's gas station, about 5 minutes from the house. He got him. Walk in, Earl, there. "Merry Christmas, Slick. What's up, little boy? Merry Christmas." He, "Boy, I got something for y'all." Listen to this right here. Tell me who this is. So all the men in there was, "Boy, that Rudy Ray Moore." "No, it ain't that Steve."
A proud moment.
That's classic.
They said, "You lying. Boy, that boy right here. This boy sounds just like Rudy Ray Moore." So Mr. Wells say, "Well, do some of it."
Oh, man. You thinking about cussing in front of y'all live?
Man, I got to cuss in front of y'all live.
Did you do it?
Hell yeah. They like that right there.
Yeah.
Boy, that boy looks just like your drunk.
Oh, man. I love it. I love it.
My daddy thought it was the greatest thing he heard. Now, he said, "When we get back home, tell your mama we rode and talked about it."
Oh, okay. Well, you did.
And I ain't gonna whoop you because it's on Christmas.
Oh, so if it'd have been at 26, you'd have got toe up in there.
Well, he didn't want to whip me no way because he
that was his favorite.
He thought it was greatness.
He thought that was the greatest thing he
ever
heard.
Yeah, pure greatness.
You take all that cussing off of that machine. You ain't even where you learned these words from.
Right.
Y'all got the album.
You're playing it all the parties.
The album.
Them albums was good.
You don't think I've been looking at this album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Who else you listen to, dog?
Good Christmas memories right there.
Red Fox.
Red Fox. That's good.
No, this country comedian named Jerry Clower.
Jerry Clower.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what we listen to. Ed Hillbilly.
Man.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, yeah, that Hillbilly was funny as hell, man.
Funny, man.
See, I was stealing Richard Pryor from my daddy.
Oh, I
was doing Richard and Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
He was doing Eddie.
That's like Delirious was my stand-up special there. Eddie did Delirious.
Really?
Woo!
Richard Pryor wanted. That's the one.
We should probably
live on Sunset Strip.
Man. Wow. That was back in the day when your parents had parties. And weren't those called party albums or something, Steve?
They would play them.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Party albums. So they would play them,
you couldn't listen. You had to come in there and dance for them, then you had to go to the back.
Yeah.
Come on in there.
The record player was right next to the steps leading up to my room, and it was behind the wall. So I sat on the steps.
And listen.
You could hear.
I learned how to cuss everything.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Gus.
Gus.
Goody Google.
That's Eddie Murphy classic right there, boy. That red leather outfit, that was classic.
Oh, yeah,
man.
For sure.
What was that red leather, Raw?
That was, that was Delirious.
Delirious was the red. Raw was the
Raw
purple.
Was a purple.
Was purple.
Yeah, blue.
Raw was purple.
Leather, all leather.
Raw was Raw.
Yeah.
Raw was Raw.
Yeah.
No, man, when that food was doing that, that food was doing that doggone dog. Buckwheat.
Man.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Saturday Night Live when he got shot.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Buckwheat
got shot.
No, damn, that when he got shot, when he was doing the hits.
Oh, Buckwheat sees the hits.
Mice. Me nominate.
Three times a lady.
Said Dwight. Me times a lady. Me
What?
I knew. That boy sang three times I was hollering.
Yeah, he gave us some great laughs. Eddie Murphy. Yes, Velvet Jones.
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
Yeah, all of that.
He answered the door. Who is it?
Movies are
the absolute best sketch artist.
Yeah. Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That damn Eddie, man.
James Brown in that hot tub.
Boy.
Dog.
Man.
He stuck his toe in that hot tub.
Boy. Gonna get in the hot tub. Wait a minute. Hot tub. Boy, that was it, man.
Boy, in the movie Trading Places.
Uh-huh.
Oh, when, man. What is his name? Valentine.
Oh, Billy Ray Valentine.
Billy Ray Valentine, boy. When they finally got him off the street and took him to the house.
Yeah.
And they had him in the back, and he was taking a bath, and they was coming out shutting the door, and he was in there singing.
Yeah.
Boy, when I showed that to my daddy hollered laughed.
Man.
Oh, when you think of love, you gotta get it on your mind. When you think of gotta get it on your mind.
Oh, man.
I said, boy.
You used to open this show every day with that
with
song.
With that right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where I got it from.
Oh, man. Good memory.
I tell you, man, that.
What's the best? 48 Hours of Beverly Hills Cop?
Oh.
What was 48 Hours about when he was with Nick Nolte?
Oh, yeah. Trading Places.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Funniest
classic.
Comedy movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. It was.
Because the great.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
On 97.1 QMG.